America is expected to face a shortage of workers in some jobs. Some lawmakers, however, are worried that not enough people are being trained to be able to do the work. For example, in 2024, America will need 9.2 million wind turbine workers, twice as many as in 2014. The United States also will need millions of additional health workers. People are needed to do the work of physical therapists, home health aides, and nurse practitioners. The information about America's future job needs comes from a recent report by the United States Labor Department. It was a desire to prepare people to fill these high-demand jobs that led the House of Representatives to pass a bill to update a 1984 law. The 33-year-old law sets federal policy for education that prepares people for jobs, many of which require technical skills. The new bill gives America's 50 state governments more freedom on how they can use federal money to prepare people for jobs. Supporters of the legislation say it encourages states to work more closely with local business leaders. The goal is to set up classes and programs that better prepare people for jobs in which demand for workers is expected to be highest. Congresswoman Virginia Fox is a Republican from the southern U.S. state of North Carolina. She also is chairwoman of the House Committee on Education and the Workforce. Fox said about 6 million jobs are now going unfilled because they require technical skills and knowledge most people looking for work do not have. If we want to help participants move from government assistance and hold a job, then we must set them on a path toward jobs and industries that are currently and will remain competitive, Fox said. The House of Representatives passed a bill called the Accelerating Individuals into the Workforce Act by a vote of 377-34. The bill now must pass the Senate before it can go to the White House for President Donald Trump's approval or veto. Some Democrats said the bill is helpful, but they say it does not do enough to prepare people for technical and health jobs. Congressman Lloyd Doggett is a Democrat from the American southwestern state of Texas. He said this one very modest bill does not add one new dollar to address the challenges that those who want to rise from welfare to work need. The bill sets aside $100 million from a current job training program for 1 year, Doggett said. At a House hearing in February, some people suggested that students are not being encouraged to sign up for job training programs offered by two-year colleges. Instead, most students are encouraged to enter four-year colleges that often do not provide technical job training. Mike Rowe heads Mike Rowe Works Foundation, an organization that helps people seeking job skills. He also is a host of the television shows Dirty Jobs and Somebody's Gotta Do It. He spoke about his own career training during a February hearing of the House Subcommittee on Early Childhood, Elementary, and Secondary Education.
A four-year school would have been a huge mistake at that point, In my life, I was 17 years old, I had no money, and I had no idea of what I wanted to do. The local community college offered hundreds of courses in my price range, so that's where I went, and that experience opened doors that I didn't even know existed.
The Labor Department reported that employers are expected to increase hiring in health care, including eye and ear care. Other high-demand jobs include truck drivers, personal finance advisors, and internet developers. I'm Bruce Alpert.